Welcome to the Young Professionals Shorts, or as you may hear us call it, YP Shorts, where we explore the journeys of successful young professionals from a range of industries. In this special series, we bring you an in-depth interview with our guests who have achieved remarkable success in their career. To make the most of the insights and experiences that our guest has to offer, we've decided to break these interviews down into a short series of episodes. Each episode will focus on a different aspect of their story, giving you a chance to absorb all the information and truly understand what it takes to thrive as a young professional in Lancaster County. We highly recommend listening to these episodes in chronological order, as they build on each other to give you a comprehensive view of our guest journey. From their early experiences to their most recent successes, you'll gain valuable knowledge and practical tips that can help you take your own career to the next level. So whether you're a young professional just starting out or a seasoned veteran looking to stay ahead of the curve, this series of the YP Shorts is for you. Tune in, listen, and learn from the inspiring stories of our guests, one episode at a time. Let's dive in. Today, I'm excited to be joined by two special guests. Co-hosting with me today is my colleague, Javar Colon. Javar is part of our business development team at the Lancaster Chamber. He manages our underrepresented business partnership, is a member of our Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Committee, and leads our efforts to plan our Hispanic business luncheon. Welcome, Javar.
Hey, thank you both. Pleasure to be here. Thank you, Whitney. Thank you, Ashley.
We also have an incredible guest with us today who recently joined our underrepresented business partnership. Javar, for those who are listening in who may not know about our underrepresented business partnership, would you mind sharing more about what it is and its origins at the Chamber?
Absolutely. So last year, in 2022, our Lancaster Chamber launched an initiative which we called Words into Action, the Underrepresented Business Partnership. This is part of our Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion strategic priority, and this is to deliver on two main goals that we have. Our first goal is to support the engagement and network development for businesses traditionally underrepresented in the chamber. Our second goal is to gain feedback from this partnership year after year to identify gaps in our offerings and determine how we can best meet the needs of underrepresented businesses. During 2022, we had 10 diverse-owned businesses partner with us, and this year we are partnered with 5 diverse-owned businesses. One of those businesses actually is right here with our guest, Whitney, the Cultured Professionals Network.
Good afternoon, everybody. Yeah, I'm really glad to be here, and I'm actually really glad to be a part of the partnership as well. I'm looking forward to seeing how I can help make impact and help make change and also see my business grow as well as a part of the partnership.
I love to hear it. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm a transplant. I'm a Philadelphia native. So I actually graduated from Millersville University with a degree in social work, and I'm finishing up my MBA with a concentration in digital marketing. And I'm actually studying for my licensure to be a financial advisor. I'm just somebody who likes to give, and I believe in filling my tool belt. And so what's inside my tool belt? So I got a degree in social work, so I have a lot of people skills and interpersonal communication skills, and that's how I filled out my tool belt. And so now moving in with business and things like that, what am I filling my tool belt with, and how can I use these skills to build up communities that look like me?
I love that. Oh man, you're a busy person.
Yeah, Whitney, you have a lot going on, but you have a lot to be proud of, a lot that you're going after. So we thank you for doing that right here in Lancaster County. So for those listening who may not be familiar with the network, we'd love to hear more about the Cultured Professional. Your partner, Marquise Lupton, co-founded this TCP network with 2 others in 2017. But what was the driving force behind TCP Network?
So the crazy thing is that we actually had a show on cable television before we moved to Lancaster. So we had a show on cable television in Philly. It was called Straight No Chaser. And so that focused on all the good things and positive things that were happening around Philadelphia. And we only had one baby at this time, and she was getting ready to go to school. And we said, we don't want her to go to school here in Philadelphia. That was a really big concern of ours. So we said, well, let's reset. And I'm like, reset? What would we? And Marcus was like, well, let's reset. Let's go to Lancaster. Let's reset. The baby can get a good education. It'll be better than what's here right now. You know, you have a social work degree. We have our TV show, so we can take those skills and redo the show. We can do another show. And I was just like, okay, why not? Why not? I've always been extremely adventurous. And so I was like, let's go ahead. Let's do it. Let's give it a shot. And so, you know, of course, nothing plans out the way you ever wanted to. You know, we originally thought the recording studio would be in the basement of the house that we were at. We were hoping to have some things aired on public access out here. You know, you come in with a plan and then the plan is blown up because it doesn't work out that way. But we kept trudging. We kept going forward. We kept having community conversations. We kept sharing with people what we were into, what we liked to do. And people love that idea. And so since we really didn't want to do television, because we kind of did that in Philadelphia, and it took a lot. And it was just Marquise and I. And it was just like, this is a lot, like, to record for cable television and everything like that. So we were like, well, let's do audio, because Marquise has a background in radio. So yeah, he has his undergrad in communications. He has a master's degree in communications. He was doing internet radio back in, I want to say, 2009, he was doing internet radio.
Pioneer.
Right. Yeah. Right. Because back then it was called internet radio. It wasn't podcasting. It was internet radio. And not just that, he had a college radio show. So he had a radio show like his freshman year of college. And he had that until he graduated. So when he said, OK, well, we can switch it up, it was just like, OK, this is natural. We can do this. We figured we'd give it a try. And then with just like Facebook and things of that nature, we thought we'd give some things some tries. We got some equipment. And then, you know, the TCP network was kind of born from there. And not for nothing, a fun story, the name, the culture professional, we actually used to write business plans for some friends of ours in Philly who were party promoters. And the group that they marketed to were young adults, and they called them culture professionals. And so we loved that name so much. We called them up and was like, guys, we want to do a business, but we want to use your term. Like, is that okay? You know, we want to call our business the culture professional. Like, we just love this, because we didn't want to use urban. We didn't want to use BIPOC. We didn't want to use minority. We were like, can we use this? So we called our friends and they were like, yeah, whatever. Like, we're not even doing this anymore. You can do whatever you want with it. So we were like, all right. And so the Culture Professional Network was born from there.
Why Lancaster? When you were looking, you were in Philly and the world was your oyster. Why Lancaster?
Oh, my husband was from here.
Okay.
My husband was a native from here. And to me, it was a cute town. It was cute. It was small. Everybody knows everybody. Every leave it to Beaver for me. And then to even have conversations and to hear people reference folks by family name. Like, some of those nuances of the community here just meant a lot to me. And so the idea of moving here was more exciting than scary, because I kind of knew what to expect. I love that it's kind of traditional here, a little conservative. Like, it's a lot of things that I am. And so it was a no-brainer to be here. However, I knew that there were other things that come with the community, because there you can't have positive without negative. But I definitely thought the positive outweighed the negative. And so we took a chance on moving out here. And we've actually been here for about like almost 7 years now.
Yeah, that's great insight. I mean, because we have a Young Professionals podcast for the Chamber's Young Professionals Network, I think so many folks who are local to Lancaster, they kind of wonder, you know, why should I stay? And we have transplants coming in or people returning who are saying, no, there is something special here. There is something of value that you should experience and explore. And so I invite everyone who's listening to consider, step into a space maybe in Lancaster that you haven't been to before and just give it a try.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And that's one of the reasons why I love it here is all the spaces, especially the food spaces. So if you are a foodie like me, my Google reviews are full of restaurants.
What is your favorite brunch spot?
Oh, my goodness. I guess my favorite brunch spot would have to be Lancaster Dip Co.
That's a classic. I feel like that's a classic.
Yes, they have a delicious catfish sandwich over there.
I'll have to try that my next visit.
That sounds delicious.
It is.
It really does. And it sounds like, you know, you've developed a love for Lancaster County, but taking us back now, you got your start in Philly.
Yes.
All right. Now talk to us a little bit about what energized you then as an entrepreneur. What energizes you now as an entrepreneur?
What energized me then? The same thing that does now, telling the stories of, as I like to call them, my people. You know, these are my people's stories and people need to know what's happening with them. They need to know what's going on. And that was the same thing that got me down. So as a native of Philadelphia, there's so much doom and gloom. There's so much, you know, someone got shot, someone was harmed. And so we wanted to cover the good stuff. We had done like a soft survey and most people said that they didn't even watch the news because it was just bad news and they didn't like the way that it made them feel. So they just stopped watching it. And we said, well, we want to do the news, but we don't want you to feel bad for watching it. We want you to feel good. We want you to feel excited. We want you to go out and join an activity or something from watching our newscast. And that's exactly what we were able to do. People thought it was funny. They were energized. They were like, oh, how can I see more of this, you know? And that's what we wanted to do. And so even with now, it's still about telling those stories. So the way that TCP is now, we're doing corporate podcasts. So we're helping businesses to tell their stories. And you don't have to do it alone. You know, the equipment can be complicated, how to storyboard, getting your message out there. And we're here to support business owners, put their story out there in a podcast, in an audio type format.
That's perfect. And, you know, you've been hitting us with a lot of positivity, which we love. So I'm going to need you to spend some positivity on this one.
Okay.
What are some challenges and obstacles that you face?
Oh, man, I'm a business owner. Getting clients is always an obstacle that you face. But I like to set my own goal. So what's the goal here? We got a goal. We want to do X amount of clients. So we might have a goal of 5, 10, 15, whatever we think we can manage, and just work to get there. There's going to events, sending out an email, just talking to people. I am a mad Gabby, okay? And I will find myself just talking to people. You know, I'm talking to folks at the Walmart line. I'm talking to people at the grocery store line. You know, I'm always so excited, especially when I see like other like black and brown people. I like have to calm myself down from like being like, here's my information here. Scan my QR code so you can be my friend, because I'm trying to build community. And I want other people, especially transplants, to feel equally as comfortable and feel welcomed here, because it is a welcoming community, but you got to find the right people. And so just with those challenges, you have to keep persevering. You have to keep moving forward. Like, it's just a fact of life. If you need more clients, if you need more business, then you have to do more of something. You can't say, well, I want to have a big business. I want this. I want that. But you're not willing to work for it. You're not willing to go out and do the recordings. You're not willing to go out and make the relationship building. You're not willing to stay up and do the editing. You can't want something for nothing. There's an ebb and flow in the universe, and it still exists in business. So you can't have one thing without the other. If you want your business to be a thing, what are you going to do to get it to that point? And you can't be looking for other people to do it. Not that you asked me this, but one of my most favorite pieces of business advice is never hire somebody to do a job that you yourself have not done. So I've been CEO, I've been CMO, I've been a salesperson, I've been the call center person, and I've done all these things in my own business. So now when I go out and ask an accountant to do some accounting stuff, I'm less likely to get taken advantage of or anything like that, because what? I've been doing my own books. I've been managing these issues myself. I've been getting these questions answered and doing all these things myself. So get used to doing it on your own, but knowing that you have the capacity to do it, and the only person that's going to stop you or prevent you is yourself. You can be your own worst enemy. And that is probably, I think, the greatest challenge of being an entrepreneur and a business owner, is keeping the mean part of yourself in check. That part that wants to be cynical, that part that wants to not be nice, that part that wants to tell you that you're crazy, is telling that part to STF you. You know, telling that part to get out the way, telling that part to either get with it or get lost, and being able to wake up that next day and continue to work and continue to grind and continue to grow. Because every day is not going to be 100%. Anything can happen in those 24 hours. Every day may not be 100%, but you have to keep persevering each day. And I think that's the most important part, especially when you're dealing with challenges. You got to keep going. You know, if something happened on Tuesday, don't be like, oh, well, this happened on Tuesday, I feel so bad. Okay, well, now it's Thursday. What have you done? Are you ignoring it because it's just going to get bigger? Or did you address it and now you're just still feeling sad and bad? You have to keep going. And I love that part of business, because there's no crying in business. Like, you just keep going. And so that's how I combat those challenges. You just keep going. Like, the sun rises each day. And how distraught would we all be if the sun said, I'm taking a vacation? Even when the clouds come in, we don't know how to act. So when you're feeling tired, when you're feeling exhausted, know that the sun still shines every day. And you too can still shine. You can still glow. You can still keep going. The same energy that's keeping that sun going is in you too. Harness that. Keep going. Keep moving. Keep persevering.
Perfect. Yeah. Thank you.
What fuels that for you when you have to dig down deep on those days?
I suffered from postpartum after my second child. And before I had her, I was a pretty positive person. But after I had that postpartum, it was like, I don't know who this person is. Like, this doesn't feel like me. I had to start at YouTube University and the Mayo Clinic and diagnose myself on Google. And I had to do all these things. And then I, you know, started with yoga. And I tried to do all these things myself, trying to manage the postpartum alone. And then once I got to a point of that, then I said, okay, well, now I need a therapist. Because now I think I've done all that I could do. And I went to therapy for a year and some change. And then got some more tools. And now I'm here without my therapist, just with me and my tools, making it through each day. And it doesn't stop. I'm learning how to identify myself more, how to identify when I'm like about to have a moment or an anxiety or any of those things. Like, I'm more in tune with myself, and I've never been that in tune with myself before. So the positivity, the energy and things like that, it comes from a place because I've been down. I've been sad and I don't like having that feeling. So if I can prevent myself from going there and being in that place, I'd rather much so do that. Because I don't want to be, and I have children to raise. I don't want to have to explain to my six-year-old why I'm sad all the time. So definitely getting the help, the support, the resources that you need, getting community around you, especially when you're dealing with any kind of form of depression. It's hard just not on the person that's suffering from it, but it's also hard on the people around them because you don't even know how to support them. You know, you thinking like, oh, well, let's get outside or let's hang out. But it's hard to talk about things that used to be so much fun. It just means nothing. And anything that was irritating is even more irritating. And not for nothing, when I first got here in the postpartum and being in Lancaster, I had a hard time being here. Every other word about Lancaster was how terrible this place was. And I hated it every day. It was awful. I hated everybody. How's it going? And then I said back, I said, well, Whitney, if you keep saying ugly things about this place, you're always going to feel an ugly way about it. So fix your mind. Is it that awful? You got a nice, cute little house. There's no crackheads walking around. You haven't heard a gunshot. You know, where we lived in Philly, there was an accident right in front of our house probably once a week. There's none of that going on here. You know, you're not worried about somebody trying to mug you at the gas station. Like, so it was all these other things. It was like, you're being such a little brat, you know, about this. And granted, I don't know why I'm feeling this way. But I know it has to be addressed. And that's not for nothing. And that's with anything in your life. If you don't like something about yourself, address it. Look yourself in the mirror and start addressing those things that you see that are deficient. Because if you're not addressing them, you're not going to be able to accept if anybody else says anything about it.
That is so powerful. And I just wanted to say thank you for your vulnerability and sharing. I really appreciate that because I think that struggle and depression in general, but particularly in, you know, postpartum situations is often silent and unheard. And so really, thank you for sharing.
I appreciate it.
Friends, thank you for joining us on this podcast journey. You can find out more about upcoming Young Professionals Network programs by following us on Instagram at YPN_Lancchamber.
Subscribe to What's on Tap Lancaster on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, or your preferred podcast listening platform to stay up to date on our episode releases. Like what you hear? Leave us a review. We'd love to hear from you.
We are grateful to Millersville University's Titus Irvin and Blake Harvey for scoring the show. What's on Tap Lancaster is hosted by the Lancaster Chamber's Young Professionals Network, written by me, Ashley Glenzer, produced and edited by Chris Zarnock, owner of KM Zen Creative, and recorded by Triforce Pro Audio Solutions.
Stay inspired, Lancaster.